Blog Talk Radio.
I don't know where all of these jobs are going to come from. We've wiped out our entire industrial base. Now the car industry is about to be reduced to zero. Where are we going to get all these jobs? Everybody's going to be sitting in an office waiting for something to come over a computer? The high-tech geeks are going to save the country? Somebody's going to invent a new vaccine that everybody's going to need, and that's it? That's it? What are we going to do? Hi, you boys and girls, and welcome to the Spirit of America Party and the Spirit of America Party book at .com. They're announcing today in the news that they found the remains of Commander Michael Spiker. I always had a deep concern for Commander Michael Spiker. I always felt that he was hanging in an Abu Ghraib prison, being tortured for 10 years, while the U.S. government declared him KIA. But my fears were misrepresented, because it turns out that he did die on his flying mission. And I think they found his body in Halabja, and they were led to it by the local townspeople. So at least he did not suffer under torture in Iraq, and for that I am very concerned. I'm very relieved, and I'm also very relieved that his relatives will now receive his remains with full military honors accorded to a hero. And anybody who serves in the U.S. military is a hero. And speaking of heroes, three are not today. There is an illusion that is taught in communist cucumber schools that Americans have rights in other countries. When you leave this great land of the round doorknob, when you leave the land of the round doorknob, you forfeit all your rights as an American citizen. Especially if you go to Turkey to smuggle in hashish at the airport. If you think
that Obama and President Obama bin Laden is going to send the 7th Fleet to get your sorry ass after you've been sentenced to have your hands, head, and feet chopped off. He's not going to do it. Jimmy Carter wouldn't do it for Americans who were kidnapped in on American soil in an American embassy. And that's and Jimmy Carter has set the Democratic pace for getting involved in war zones. First off, they don't recognize the war, and secondly, they recognize the zone as enemy territory, which is to be respected. Three Americans, I'm going to read your press release, are in the hands of the Iranians today, along with two women in North Korea. I think the two women are being held for different reasons, and Kim Il-nook is a dirty guy. Yeah, they're journalists. So journalists are now targets. Of course, if they're left-wing journalists, we won't miss them. And we won't even pray for them. Here is a report from the Kurdistan Regional Government regarding three American citizens detained by the Islamic Republic of Iran. Those are the women pinching mullahs who Hillary doesn't know who's in charge of the country. When she addresses with all her intelligence information at her fingertips, when she talks about Iran, she addresses the leaders as to whom it may concern. Yeah, and yet they got rid of John Bolton because he was a hawk. He's a hawk. He's got feathers. He's got talons. You got to watch out for him. We don't want anybody with talons. Yeah, so here's the statement. On the 28th of July, 2009, four American jerks entered the Kurdistan region in Iraq through the Ibrahim Khalil border crossing from Turkey under standard procedures. They then traveled to the city of Sulaymaniyah within the Kurdistan region in Iraq. On 30 July at 6 p.m., three of the four Americans decided to go by themselves by taxi to Amadawa Resort, situated in the Haraman area near the Iranian border. After walking around the area and hiking the mountain, they lost their way due to their stupidity and lack of familiarity with the location, and they entered Koran land. On 31 July at about 1:30 p.m., they were detained by the authorities of the Islamic Republic of Iran at the border, who immediately auctioned them off. These American citizens visited the border area willingly and of their own accord without prior consultation. Number one, let me tell you something. Any foreign country you go to, the first place you check in, not that they're going to help you, but you have to implicate them in their lack of enthusiasm. You have to notify the State Department. You should, as a matter of a smart protocol, notify the State Department that you're an American citizen and you're here. And when they ask you where you're going, or say, we're going to get lost in Iran, they're going to tell you, that's a bad move. Don't do it. And you're going to say, I'm an American citizen, I'm college educated, and I know my rights. And then when you're in the hands of the Iranians and you say the same thing, they're going to laugh and smile and strike you in the face with the butt of their rifle. Yeah. And that goes, and your rights will go right out with your teeth. However, the Kurdistan Regional Government will work closely with the U.S. Regional Reconstruction Team and the Consulate General of the Islamic Republic of Iran in Erbil on this matter, and will do its utmost to find a solution. That means bribes have to be paid, threats have to be made, hugs and kisses have to be offered to save three jerks. So in honor of these valiant Americans who shouldn't have been there in the first place, they're going to change the name of the Ibrahim Khalil border crossing mountain to Mount Stupid. And this is what we need. We got 150,000 American troops there that know they're in a hot zone, and these three jerks decide to go hiking on a border. And if the Iranians didn't get them, I'm surprised the Turks didn't get them. Or bandits. But these are three jerks, and they get the Jerk of the Month award. College-educated jerks. Oh, their professors must be proud. A bartender, do we have any jerk music? Hi, boys and girls. It's the Spirit of America party with Uncle Tom in the bunker. And there's only 175 shopping days until Christmas. And maybe this year we can have a Merry Christmas. And Macy's will wish us all a Merry Christmas instead of the word believe or season's greetings. And maybe a Target will let the Salvation Army back on the parking lot. Instead of playing French bureaucrat. And never forget, you live in America where every day is Christmas.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas. Just like the ones I used to know, where those streets are. listen, and children listen to hear sleigh bells in the snow, the snow. But then I am dreaming of a white Christmas with every Christmas card I write. May your days, may your days be merry and bright. And may all your Christmases be white.
In a waiting room in an intensive care unit waiting for the visiting hour to begin, and there was nothing to read but a Gideon Bible. And I want to thank the Gideons for fighting to keep God in this country, even though they've been driven out of many of the porn hotels because the book may cause the reader not to spend any money. Yeah. How sad. But thank God for the Gideons. I often say that all of these atheists and anti-religious vermin, they should all suffer a Gideon drive-by. As they're walking, getting ready to cross the street, a car comes around the corner and the windows are rolled down, and all of a sudden they get cut to pieces by 27 Gideon Bibles. That's a Gideon drive-by. And everybody can read them at the funeral. But if it wasn't for the Gideons, there'd be less religion in this country. So even though it's the King James Version, it's all right by me, guys. It's all right by me. And there's probably, you're probably more Catholic than the Catholics. Speaking of more Catholic than the Catholics, two Catholic charity organizations are endorsing Obama's Kill a Kid program, which you know as medical coverage. And the two units that have been identified by, I think her name is Jean Brown, she's a pro-life a supporter, is the St. Vincent de Paul Society and the Catholic Health Services, which are going to go along with the Obama insurance plan, and they're going to turn the other cheek when he reaches into the womb and tears somebody's head off. It's what is the excuse? What's the encyclical going to say? We got to go along to get along? How sad. Thank you, Jean Brown, for, I think her name is Jean, might be Judy Brown. Thank you for giving us a heads up. So, having said that, what else comes to mind? Whatever was in my mind is gone. hold on a second. Let me gather my thoughts. I'll give you a tune. As it becomes more obvious that the same people that want to kill the kids are now going to split their attention between the kids and the elderly, do you think that the same clinic can handle both murders? Will the elderly, you know, like you go into what's behind door one, that's to kill a kid, and door two, he's over 65, get him in here right away. Yeah, yeah. And you're going to have guys walking around faking being younger so they don't get put on the truck. Be dyeing their hair, and they'll put a little more spring in their step when the Gestapo, the Chuck Schumer Gestapo, is looking. And the only other suspects besides the unborn and the over 65 crowd that'll be picked up are Cuban kids who are too young to know freedom, especially if they're named Ilian Gonzalez. And you thought I forgot. I didn't forget Commander Spiker, and I am not forgetting Ilian Gonzalez. As a matter of fact, if I had the money, I would smuggle him out of Cuba tonight, and I would put him on the pitcher's mound for the Mets tomorrow, and the Mets have nothing to lose. And do you think if Ilian Gonzalez turned up on the pitcher's mound at Mets Stadium tomorrow, would there be a phone call to DNC headquarters from the offshore commander, Fidel Castro, ordering his return? I don't care what you got to do. Make up any excuse. I want him back here. The drugs must have worn off. I thought they were 10-year shots. Isn't it funny that the Kennedys are all in bed with Latin American dictators? Ask not what you can do for your country, but what you can do to crush Colombia and Honduras. So today is Sunday. And the newspaper boy, I got as far as the bottom step, and I ran down to get my communist rag. This is a rag that's printed in conservative country. This is a rag that's printed in American flag country. We have more flags on Staten Island than anywhere else in the country. As a matter of fact, I just drove by a landscaping a retail outlet, and the entire fence is draped in huge American flags. There had to be 40 flags on the fence. Big ones, like 4 by 6 foot. And that alone probably tops downtown New York. Yeah, the only time you see an American flag, you'll never see one on CNN. You'll never see one on New York One. New York One wouldn't even know an American flag if a bus went by. Yeah, they probably think that's the bus company emblem. How sad. Just like those two girls that didn't know that the Marines raised the flag on Iwo Jima. They thought it was on a latte location. And they thought it was on Perkins Pancakes. God bless Perkins Pancakes for flying those big flags. I love them. There's nobody more patriotic than Perkins. You know, I eat my pancakes standing up at attention. And whenever I go to Perkins, they're great. They're really great. If you want to find a Perkins, look for the biggest American flag. You may end up in a car dealer sometimes, but Perkins overall, they have the best taste. So I open up my communist rag, okay, and it's been raining. We're into the monsoon season here on Staten Island. By the way, here it's the coldest July on record. So there goes global warming right out the window. And August looks like it's going to be the same. We're probably going to get one day of sunshine for the whole month. I passed two Indian guys with umbrellas. I thought I was in Ranchipur. Unbelievable. So I open up my communist rag, and they're complaining that the traffic department is filling the potholes too fast now. This is a spoiled city. New York is spoiled city. We are spoiled. And speaking of not being spoiled, I also saw a documentary on people who live in one of the Midwest states on the banks of the Missouri or the Mississippi River. And they were interviewing a farmer and his wife, hardworking people, low-income people, self-sustaining people. Not a crybaby among them. And they lost their farm and house to the Mississippi overflowing its banks. So they were deciding, should we walk away from farming or should we rebuild? So they voted to rebuild, and the whole town voted to rebuild and relocate. And they found a piece of land nearby that was 400 feet higher than where they previously were. And they brought the entire farm out together. You could see them all riding flatbeds, following tractors, the kids sitting on the flatbeds, their legs dangling over the side. And they were picking out lots for their new homes. And they rebuilt their town. And don't you think the next flood up took them out again? And I couldn't bear to watch anymore. I don't know what they did, but chances are they're resilient. They'll do it again. And God bless those people. And those are the ones that are sending food to the big cities where everybody complains. Yeah, if you had to grow crops in New York, you'd be in trouble. They could grow weed. Oh, I mean, we could probably be an exporter of weed. Yeah, to balance a trade deficit. Unbelievable. So I opened up my communist rag, and in this, the front page was all chit chat, and then in the next section is the political brainwashing section. Now, remind you, this is my borough is basically conservative people, okay? They vote Republican here. Except when the Republican gets caught with the second family in Washington that he didn't tell his first family about. And then they'll take somebody less criminal, like a Democrat. Having said that, what's on the front page? It's a big... right, jumps right out at you. Front page. Half of the front page was an article about how the CIA has lied to America, and it's written by a woman who was the head of the Intelligence Committee, Jane Harmon. Okay, she's a flag burner and a baby killer, and she's a Democrat, and she's telling everybody that the CIA at the hearings did not tell everything. Let me tell you something. If I was the head of the CIA, the last person, I would rather leak to high school kids who can keep a secret better than the House and the Senate. It's unbelievable. And that's one article. And she's pulling a Nancy Pelosi, okay? And she's also one that used to scream on 911, what did Bush know and when did he know it? And now she's on the Intelligence Committee and she says she knows nothing. She's the three monkeys in one, see no evil, hear no evil, speak no evil. She's one monkey with six hands. Then, the next half of the page is a contributing article by, you ready for this? Barbara Boxer and John Kerry. Two more flag burners and baby killers. And metal throwers. And they're talking about green is good. And they got a picture of Sarah Palin on a Texas-type water mill fan. You know, the ones you see in the dry areas and the fan is going around, and they got Sarah Palin's face stuck on it. And they're saying why green is good.
And I just heard Charles, and I can't remember his last name. He's on Fox Business. He's a black guy. And he made the comment that the green movement is anti-religious. Now, I don't know why he said it. He didn't elaborate, but he made that statement. And this guy is, his statements are very official, and they're very true. So I got to do some research and see why he did that. I'm going to send him an email and ask him. If he comes back to me, I'll tell you what he says. So, but there is, I said to my wife, this is not informative news. This is brainwashing. This is a conservative community, and they're shoving this in your face. They're making you eat the paper. So, having said that, I got to tell you this, two things. I'm watching O'Reilly being and Laura Ingraham, and they're talking about the beer fest that they had, the Oktoberfest they had at the White House, all four beers. And they were joking about Joe Biden, and they were saying, Joe was probably the only one that enjoyed the beer. And O'Reilly says, I'm surprised he wasn't smoking pot. How's that? And he flipped. He was flippant. But you can see now here. This was not a slip of the tongue. This was a slip of the mind. And what O'Reilly is saying that behind closed doors, he probably has no objections to legalizing weed, because he knows the American people, with the 50% divorce rate, with the 1 out of 5 Americans a junkie already, that weed would be good because it would take the pressure off the police, who could smoke it on the job. Wait till you see the results of that. We're going back to the 60s. That's where we're going. We're shooting right back to the 60s. Okay, so having said that, the other thing I wanted to mention to you was this lady sent me an email, and it's a story about a 3-year-old kid, and his mother is pregnant. And he gets close to his mother's belly, and he sings to his sister. They know it's going to be a girl, and he sings, real close to the belly, and he sings Blue Skies. Is it Blue Skies? I'm pretty sure that was the song that he sings, his 3-year-old. So, you know, the mother wants to groom him to get ready to accept the second sibling. So he sings this Blue Sky, smiling at me, nothing but blue skies, you know, never saw the sun shining so bright, never saw days going so right. I think that's the song. Hang in, I'm going to check and see if that's the one. No, I was wrong. The song was, You Are My Sunshine, My Only Sunshine. You make me happy when skies are gray. You'll never know, dear, how much I love you. Please don't take my sunshine away. So he sings this every day at his mother's side to his sister, who's in the womb and classified as a human being and a child. Okay. Classified from day one. As soon as the sperm hit the egg, it was jackpot, immediately labeled human being. So what happened was, there were complications, and the mother delivered the child after many hours of labor, and the child was not quite right. So the child's in a preemie center, in intensive care, and the analysis is that she is not going to survive.
so the parents make arrangements with the funeral home for when the baby passes away. The kid keeps harassing the mother. He wants to see the baby. So the mother says she's in the hospital, he can't see her. He keeps insisting he wants to see his sister. So the mother wraps him up. It's winter time, heavy clothing, and she carries him into the ICU unit, and no kids are allowed in there. So as soon as she walks in, the nurse says, "Child cannot be here." The mother says he wants to sing to his sister. And he sings this song, "You Are My Sunshine." And the baby perks up. And a day later, the baby is completely tested and cleared to go home. And I read about the, and it's now, that could be a BS story, you know, one of those bleeding heart stories, but I don't care. I like happy endings, as most Americans do. And I can remember just a week ago talking about medical results where the fetus, after it's born, recognizes, it, while it's in the womb, recognizes its mother's sound and tone, and recognizes his father's when he comes out, or she comes out of the womb. That sound of the father, who, if he had read while the mother was pregnant, the fetus sort of bonds with that and recognizes the father's voice. So that's very interesting. And yet there are people who still walk around saying that it's really not a child. And I think Obama just appointed somebody who's going to be in charge of health services who doesn't believe that a child is born. A child is a child until it's out of the womb. Unbelievable. I was thinking of that the Gideon Bible story, and Woody Allen used to make fun of religious people. He used to have this a skit where he made believe that he carried a 50 caliber machine gun bullet, and he was attacked by a Bible throwing Gideon, and the bullet saved his life, and everybody thought that was hilarious. And we all know what a seed Woody is, don't we? And you know what, he never seen a 50 caliber machine gun bullet. He might have seen a Vietnamese of POWs and married one that he stole from his wife. Yeah. Thanks, Woody. Thanks a lot. Never trust guys named Woody. Unless his last name is Herman. Here's that pro-life song.
Whoa, you know, you must have been a beautiful baby. Must have been a beautiful child when you were only starting to go to kindergarten. I bet you drove those other childs wild. Oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah. When it came to winning Blue Ribbon, well, I bet you taught the other kids how. Well, I can see the judge's eyes as they handed you the prize. I bet you took the cutest bow. Yeah, you must have been a beautiful baby. Thank you.
mother on the child's wine. And I believe in Santa when you came to win in Blue Ribbon. Yeah, I know you taught those other kids how. Well, I can see the judge's eyes as they handed you the prize. I know you made the cutest bow. Yeah, you must have been a beautiful baby.
Like we're getting ready to roll into today.
Hi, you boys and girls. Welcome to the Spirit of America Party and the Spirit of America Party book and .com. I'm starting to enjoy the month of August. It seems like all of the termites have left Washington and they are back in their home offices from whence they came after being mandated by the American people to go represent them. And from what I understand, there are mobs are forming. Some people are bringing tar and feathers, 2x4s, rails. Yeah, there's gonna be an accounting to the people that are being fleeced. And I heard that Dianne Feinstein called the cops on her constituents already. And I understand that Arnold Specter, the man without a country or a party, was under siege today, along with, what's her name? She's the secretary of Take It All Away. Sebelius, yeah. Oh, she's the pro-choice secretary. Yeah, Sebelius, a personal friend of Dr. Joseph Mengele. Yeah, she was, wasn't she in The Boys from Brazil? Yeah. Wasn't she a sergeant in the Peruvian Indians? Yeah. Unbelievable. And here, the two of them are standing up there. And I heard somebody in the crowd shout, "Somebody get a rope!" And they stood there and they were staring down their constituents. How dare you address me in that manner? Don't you realize, you serf, that I am a government official? Wait till somebody shouts, "No taxation without representation." Wait till somebody suggests that they only pay half their... Everybody in the country only pays half the income tax and puts the other half in escrow until they balance a budget. Yeah, oh. And clunkers, everybody's buying a clunker. And you know what? You know the clunkers are all being crushed and they're going, this metal is being sent to China. China got a sweetheart deal. I wonder what politician is involved in that deal. Oh, no politicians involved? And believe that, I'll tell you another one. Yeah. Yeah, we'll find out. We're going to find out a lot of things, and nobody's going to be happy. Nobody. Who was, some other congressman was talking about how great that the VA benefits are, and some guy asked him, "Are you a veteran?" And he said, "No, I wouldn't serve this country. Not even if my life depended on it." And the guy says, "You ever been to a VA hospital?" He says, "No, I don't have to go there." But Obama has mandated that the VA benefits are the best you can get in America. Yeah. Especially the part where the guy comes around with the plastic bag and disconnects your lifeline. Yeah. Yeah, we're in trouble. We're in big trouble. You got politicians, they're running the automobile business, they're running the banking business. They want to run the marijuana business. And pretty soon, well, they're already into porn. They use the cable companies to collect those taxes. The only thing they're not into yet is prostitution, but I understand that if they do get into prostitution, they're going to give every John $4,500 to court the House and the Senate. And it'll be called clunker time. Unbelievable. And you know what gets me? The sneak taxes. The taxes you don't see. Little bridge toll here. Little bridge toll there. A little real estate bump here. The price of your house went down, but the bump stays. Beautiful, isn't it? Lotto. Look at the lotto. How much money they fleece. Some poor guy, they're taking his tax money, he's got a dollar left, he buys a lotto ticket, and they get him again. Yeah. And I told you, this day is going to come when they're gonna tax stools. And I'm not talking about the ones that you sit on in the bar. They're going to have a toilet meter maid come in your house 3 times a day to make sure you're regular. Yeah. And you know they're going after fat kids. And I see tonight that the Mexican government has gone into a church and arrested a drug lord. And he is charged with shipping a half ton of crystal meth into Yankee land, over the border, to grandmother's house. And you know what I say? Every American who bought that crystal meth should be captured, arrested, and sent to Mexico for trial by the Mexican government. Yeah, and they can take the ACLU with them. So let me give you another tune and make your day. Anything else we want to talk about before I swing around to Jimmy John? Do you know that song? I can't find it. I tried. It's a Frankie Lane song. It's called The Gandhi Dances Ball. And it's when trains used to run the country. And they have a ball. A Gandhi dancer is a guy that walks the railroad tracks and looks for weakness in the steel and in the ties. And he walks on the ties, and he's called the Gandhi dancer. A Gandhi dancer is a railroad man. His work is never done. With his shovel and his pick and a willing hand, he makes the railroads run. And they dance on the ceiling and they dance on the wall at the Gandhi Dancer's Ball. Swing around, swing around, swing around the Jimmy John. Swing your pretty girl around the Jimmy John. And the Gandhi Dancer, the Gandhi Dancer's Ball is a great affair. And then he names all of the trains that come. There's the Atchison, the Topeka, and the Santa Fe. There's the MKT and the old SP and the Lehigh Valley, too. And that was a song that people used to sing when we used to build things in this country. B-U-I-L-D. Now we build things. B-I-L-L. Like legal services. By the minute. Yeah. Isn't that great? And I heard a guy tonight, he's talking about California and how California's manufacturing is almost all gone. The Sierra Club has destroyed the ability for business to grow, and so that they can plant poppies, and they can harvest the opium crop. Yeah, and this guy was a steel worker, and he's saying, yeah, when all these manufacturers go, who's going to pay the lawyers? Who's going to pay the accountants? And that's a big deal. And I remember 20 years ago, the liberals who gave me this mess told me we're going to be a service industry. We don't need manufacturing. No, we don't need to win any more wars. We don't need to have a country. We don't need to build more F-22s. We don't need a plane over New York City when two commercial airliners are heading downtown New York. We don't need that. We don't need We don't need a surface-to-air missile anywhere in New York City when you can get one in any cave in Hindustan, in Afghanistan. Every kid under his bed has got a SAM missile, and we couldn't get one up on the roof of the World Trade Center to stop the second plane. How's that? How's that? Ah, well, we weren't ready. Oh, no kidding. Why not? We were too busy having a good economy. Well, the good economy. You know the old saying, you can pay me now or you can pay me later. And if you dance, you got to pay the fiddler. And that's what we did. We all danced on 911. We danced right down to the East River and jumped in. So, and the West, and the Hudson River. So, think about that. Think about what George Washington said in times of peace, get ready for war. Wiser words were never spoken. And I hear a congressman at a hearing today saying they're cutting aid to Homeland Security. They're cutting government spending at the Homeland Security level. And here they're getting ready to move the Gitmo detainees to Kansas. Yeah, Kansas. And the congressman is a Republican. And I'll tell you something, if he lets those detainees show up in his state, he might as well open the oven, set it at 350 degrees, don't light it, just stick his head in. Because I'll tell you something, it ain't gonna fly. And I'm watching these detainees at Gitmo and it makes me sick. There's three men, three Americans for one Gitmo detainee. Yet in downtown New York, when they brought terrorists to New York City and arrested them for the first 911 bombing, the first WTC bombing, they had one guard guarding two Al-Qaeda, transferring them from a cell to another location. One guard. They overpowered the guard, and they stuck a sharpened hairbrush in his eye, 3 inches into his brain. And today he has seizures. He sits in the dark. He's blind. And that's what happens when you transfer terrorists. The only transfer a terrorist should get is into the grave. That's the only location. And we should have left it. We should have kept them at Gitmo. We were doing fine at Gitmo. But the communists want to take this country down, and they'll use any ploy to do it. They're more worried about, they spend more money, more time on the rights of terrorists than they did for all the victims of 911. And now, the mayor of New York tells them, we got to move on. He tells the victims, stop your whining. We got to move on. He didn't say stop your whining, but he did say we got to move on. I wonder how quick he would move if his daughter had been on the top floor at the World Trade Center in the first building that got hit. I wonder how quick he would be to move on. So let me give you a tune and cheer you up. Oh, that guard's name, by the way, was Louis Pepe. He was a nice guy. And he treated the Gitmo guys that were detainees there, not the Gitmo guys, but the terrorists that blew up the World Trade Center the first time. He treated them fairly and kindly, and they overpowered him. They sprayed hot sauce in his face, and then they stuck the two of them. They stuck the sharpened hairbrush in his eye. How's that? And according to one story, they also made a cross in his chest. And when he went to their trial, the judge ruled that they could not be tried for a terroristic act. And when Louis Pepe protested, she had him removed from the court. So you can see how safe your Constitution is. Your Constitution is on the way out. And so is your freedom. And one day, you'll be known as a partisan. You'll be living in the mountains, hoping to meet other partisans. And speaking of partisans, I watched something very sad last night. A town in Lithuania had 3,300 Jews in it, and the Germans rolled in and killed them all, every man, woman, and child. And the guy was describing, one bullet, one child, one bullet, one woman, one bullet, one man, and they killed the men first. Just like when the Muslims take African slaves, they kill most of the men because they don't want any trouble, and the women and the children are easier to control. And the reason that the Germans killed the men first was, if they killed the women and children first, the men would have nothing to lose, and they would fight. So they killed the men first. How's that? Stripped everybody naked, put them in trenches, and shot them. And the guy who was describing it said, and then they filled it in with lime. They put lime on the bodies, and then they covered it with dirt. And for 2 days, the ground rumbled. The ground moved, because there were still people alive in there. And what's the moral of the story? Don't think it can't happen here. Never can happen. Happens all the time. So in times of peace, prepare for war. And if you have no industry, you're guaranteed to lose. Don't believe me? Ask the Germans. Ask the Japanese. Ask the Russians.
If it becomes any more obvious to the American people that they're getting stooped, these congressmen will be wishing for September. They'll be singing, and the days dwindle down to a precious few. I'd love to see somebody stand up there and go, you vote for this hospitalization thing, you're fired. Don't even bother going back to Washington. You're finished. And they are. I just heard Fox Business consensus of opinion, and they're saying that there are more taxes coming. And he said, and they're talking about a value-added tax. And if you listen to my show tonight or earlier, I'm telling you, you've already got the value-added tax, and you don't know it yet. And then one of the girls who's talking about the value-added tax says, if we don't get the value-added tax, they're going to Mickey Mouse us with all these hidden taxes and surprise taxes. And even though... you know, it's not obvious to everybody. They're even thinking of taxing a surgery, cosmetic surgery, and like Botox. And I said, yeah, I can understand that. It has the word tax in it. They'll call it Botox. Unbelievable. The hair on your heads will be counted. They're gonna pull a God Almighty. They're gonna count the hair on your head and tax it. And bald guys, they'll have a special tax for. Wait till they have a high IQ tax. A lot of people will be playing dumb. So let me give you a tune here. Let me play you the politician's crybaby song. This will be the politician's More More Tax song.
Little man, you're crying. I know why you're blue. Someone took your kitty car away. Better go to sleep now. Little man, you've had a busy day. Johnny won your marbles, tell you what we'll do. Dad'll get you new ones right away. Better go to sleep now, little man, you've had a busy day. You've been playing soldier, the battle has been won. The enemy is out of sight. Come along there, soldier, put away your gun. The war is over for tonight. Time to stop your scheming. Time your day was through. Can't you hear the bugle softly say? Time you should be dreaming. little man, you've had a busy day.
Did you like my raid on the fat kids at Burger King? Huh? Making them all stand on the scale? Yeah, there's going to be a fat tax. You know that's coming too, fat tax. As a matter of fact, they're already talking in nursing homes about charging by the pound. You think I'm kidding, huh? You ever see those Hoyas that they use to get somebody out of bed? You know what those are? Those are engine cranes. You can use that same Hoyer to do an engine swap on your Chevy, if you still own a Chevy. Or they might be banned. Get rid of your clunker. That's funny, right? Some guy showed up with his wife, and a wife showed up with her husband. Just to be fair and impartial, I seen a bumper sticker on the back of a beat up old F-150, and it says, "How do you like this? I got it as a trade for my wife. I got it as a trade for my wife." Goes, "Good trade, huh?" Or it said, "How do you like this? I got it for my wife. Good trade, huh?" Wait till all these people find out that they got rid of their clunker. And now they got payments for the next 5 years. Taxable. You know, those sales are all taxed. Unbelievable. I'm toying with the idea of a free trade zone where people can buy and they don't have to pay any taxes. Because eventually everything's going to be taxed on the internet. As a matter of fact, businesses who sell through other businesses are starting to tax those businesses. That's a new trend coming. It's ridiculous. It's totally ridiculous. You're going to see so much crap, you're not going to believe it. And in order to fight it, you're going to have to go out and hire a lawyer, and that's going to be taxable. The government's going to get you going, coming, and in your sleep. And what else can we talk about? You want to talk about Viagra and the effect it's having on the senior citizens community, on the male population? What do you think? Do you think that the wives are as enthusiastic as the husbands now? Huh? Do you think it's time for an antidote? You think I should market Niagara as Viagra stands Niagara Falls? Yeah, and you know that Viagra causes a blindness. You know that, right? Yeah, they say temporary loss of sight, but you get one hell of a walking cane. But the stripes are optional. If they had Viagra for women and nothing for the men, in about 2 weeks all the men would be dead. Either that, or they would be hunted down on golf courses and they would all be hiding in the woods. They'd become partisans. Here's a Wall Street flashback for you. When Google first came out, it came out at $75. I thought it was outrageous. I laughed. I laughed at anybody who bought it. I said, it's going to go to $7 in about right after the IPO. The IPO illusion wears off. So you can see, if you really want to know what not to buy, consider me your consultant. It's what today, $422. Goes to show you what I know. I bought Yahoo. The best Yahoo's done, I bought it at 30. It's now 14. So if you want to know what to buy going into the market, call me and whatever I tell you, don't buy. Let me give you the money-making tune. I'm learning very sadly that couples who get married today and have receptions, they lose money. That's ridiculous. That is absolutely ridiculous. Don't do it. Figure out a way to have a reception where you make money. That's supposed to be your head start money. Do not spend 50 grand on a wedding where you only take in 10 grand or 40 grand and you lose 10 grand on the deal. Don't do it. Find a smarter way to do it. Watching the news tonight, and they're announcing that a Republican and a Democrat, in a nonpartisan way, have submitted an alternative to the hospital bill that the Congress is trying to foist on the American people. And they said these two senators, they came together to present an alternative, and nobody would listen to them. Max Baucus shunned them. So I said, gee, you know, that's a shame that the two guys, they want to do the right thing by the country. So I looked them up in my list of who votes to burn the flag. And the Republican, his name is Robert Bennett. He's from Utah. And he voted to burn the flag 40 days before 9/11. And the sad part about it, when he dies, his flag will have his coffin will have an American flag on it. And the other one was a guy named Ron Wyden, and he's a Democrat from Oregon, and he also voted to burn the flag 40 days before 9/11, believing it is freedom of speech. Do you think Abe Lincoln believed it was freedom of speech? Do you think George Washington believed it was freedom of speech? Do you think that all of the signers of the Declaration who died on the run, who died broke, putting their sacred lives and fortunes on the line and that of their families, think that voting to burn the American flag is free speech? Yeah, if you believe that, then you believe a fetus is not a child. So I'm going to read you my poem. Now, never forget, this was 40 days before 9/11. 48 senators and 135 Viet Congress mice voted to burn the flag. The Viet Congress mice did it 55 days before Then they brought the bill to the Senate, and the Senate finished the bill off. 40 days before 9/11. Can you imagine what these people were doing 40 days before 9/11? What government business was on their minds that they would so casually vote to burn the American flag? What state was the government in 40 days before 9/11? You know what state it was in. They were all up the fat lady's burqa, head first. And the names would astound you. Joe Biden voted to burn the flag. He's the vice president of the United States now. You got a flag burner for the vice president. And I'm sure that Barack Obama would also vote to burn the flag. As a matter of fact, there's a classic picture of him with his hands on his crotch while Hillary Clinton and the drug smuggling governor of New Mexico, whatever his name is, Zorro with an spelled S-O-R-R-O-W, Zorro. And he was also an ambassador to the UN, I think. Yeah, this guy has had his hands in the till for a long time.
Richardson.
And these people, here's the one that gets me, Fred Thompson. They pass him off as a conservative. Unbelievable. And he likes to pick judges for Hollywood. Get a load of that. And John Warner, the guy that married Cleopatra. Robert Torricelli, who got a law passed that the CIA couldn't investigate him. Tom Daschle, whose wife is a lobbyist for the airline industry. Christopher Dudd, okay, we know about him. He gets mortgages that you can't get. And he's not that much richer. He only steals a little bit. He's not in the big leagues like the Clintons. John Edwards, the private dancer. Dick Durbin, who called the U.S. Marine Corps murderers and terrorists. Tom Harkin, he was missing from that picture where Obama has his hands over his crotch while Hillary Clinton has a hand over her heart, and the governor of New Mexico, Zorro, had his hand over his heart. They were both feeling for wallets. But Harkin, that was his estate. It took place in Iowa, and his wife was standing on the platform with her hand over her heart, but Harkin wasn't there. He was out looking for matches. Yeah, John Kerry voted to burn the flag. Joe, the Orthodox Jew, Lieberman. That cracks me up. Votes to kill kids. Votes to burn the flag. How Orthodox. Bill Nelson, squinty eyes. I saw him last night. He was complaining about something. And he was... Oh, I know what he was complaining about. He was complaining that Bush never went to find Commander Michael Spiker after he was the first pilot to be shot down, the first casualty of Desert Storm. And we still don't know the whole story yet. How this guy is who brought us to the body, how he waited so long to do that. I'd like to hear the whole story. I just hope they didn't have Spiker somewhere where they tortured him for a few years and then brought him out to be discovered. Unbelievable. And Nelson was accusing Bush of not going and rescuing him. Nelson, he couldn't even rescue Terry Schiavo, but he could block the door. He could block the door and stop the Christians from coming in to try to save her. He was there. He was at the entrance to Terry Schiavo's murder room. She was the only witness to a murder. It was her murder. She was the only living witness, and they killed her. These are the same people that sent Elian Gonzalez back to Fidel Castro, saying he was too young to know freedom. So you got to watch out for the hypocrites. Come on, all you Americans, and list while I sing, for the love of our country is a terrible thing. It banishes fear with the speed of a flame, and it makes us all part of the Patriot game. There's a poem called The Patriot Game. It's an Irish poem. I hijacked it. I have a poetic license. My name is O'Donnell, and I just turned 19. My home is the USA, that's where I was weaned. I learned on 9-1-1 fire worship is to blame. I volunteered to fight for the Patriot game. Through the streets of my city, old glory is dragged. 48 traitor senators voted to burn my flag. 135 congressmen, they did the same. 40 days before 9-1-1 came. Hezbollah tortured Buckley. PLO killed with pride. A homeward-bound sailor, shot bloodied, he died. Marines in Beirut, the USS Cole, Mogadishu in Kenya, and we lost our soul. No one will tell you that mothers with child were crushed and burned as terror ran wild of an airline stewardess whose hands that were found at the WTC in prayer they were bound. It's over 4 years since my children died. It's over 10 years now, coming up. It's over 10 years since my children died at Ground Zero, rescue teams by their side. All great Americans, I know every name. I know a lot of those names. I can give you maybe 40 off the top of my head who sacrificed their lives in the Patriot game. The media will tell you America is weak. At the House and the Senate, UN traitors will speak. Passing laws to kill children, they don't have a clue. Our declaration destroyed by the ACLU. In Iraq as I lie here, my body all holes. I think of those traitors who bargained and sold. And I wish that my sawgun had given the same to the flag burners who sold out at the Patriot game. And now we're starting to get late-breaking news on the body count in Afghanistan. And I think I saw tonight 93 NATO troops are killed. 43 or 46 were Americans. So there's 43 to 46 American bodies being shipped to Dover Air Force Base in Delaware. That's Joe Biden's hometown. And he never went there. He never went there to receive those coffins draped in the flag that he voted to burn. And now they treat him as the Joker to Batman. Yeah, he's funny. He's a source of laughs. How's that? But when Dick Cheney was there, he was sinister. He was evil Knievel. He had to be impeached because he took the job too serious. I'm surprised they didn't have tea at that Washington meeting. Two racists and two white boys. Yeah, unbelievable. So you think about that. You've got communists in your government. It's ripe. You got communists in your universities. Ripe. And nobody concentrates on the high school kids. They got the most problems of anybody. The ones that are in college, they're gone already. They're into a free love, extra drugs, and they're going to get a sheepskin condom. But the kids in high school, they're the ones. They're the ones whose hormones are cooking like crazy. They're the ones whose emotions are being torn apart. They're the ones who are being initiated into the drug culture. They're the ones that need the most help. And they're the ones we pay the least attention to. Everybody talks to the collegiates, but nobody talks to the high school kids. And they're the ones who can make or break the nation. They're the ones that drop out and go into the service. They're the ones that get the GED diplomas and go into the service. They're the ones that take the tough jobs and have to work hard all their life. They're the ones that need the most help. And they're neglected. They're the ones that still have an opinion forming. They're the ones that need the most information.
Okay, we got a few minutes left, so I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're going to pay a tribute to those 46 GIs coming back from Afghanistan, and we'll add to it Commander Spiker, who's also being returned this week, and we'll add to it a patrolman who came as a young boy from the Ukraine. His name was Timoshenko, and he was shot in the face during a car check in New York City, and he died in the hospital 2 days later. And I remember seeing his picture when he was going in to graduate from the police academy, and his picture was taken on the Staten Island ferry, and his mother and father were sitting next to him. They were so proud. And when they came from the Ukraine to come to the United States, they told him that they were going. He was just a little kid, and they told him they were going, but they couldn't take him. And he got down on his knees, and he begged them. And then they told him they were only fooling. And there they were, so proud of him. He was an American. He was the first-generation American citizen in a police uniform. He was going in to get his badge, and he happened to meet a girl that was from the neighborhood, and they were chatting. They sat on one bench, and his parents sat on another, and he was at the top of his world, and he was taken out by drug dealers who were armed to the teeth, and not one was an NRA member. but like the mayor says, we have to move on. He'll be the first one over the bridge when the next attack comes. That those two bipartisan senators were flag burners and baby killers. I'm wrong. Bennett from Utah is only a flag burner. He didn't vote to kill kids. And the vote I'm referring to is they had a vote for a partial birth abortion to make sure that it stayed in the chop shops. And I looked at the list, and there was 34 senators who voted to kill kids. And Baucus, the guy who turned down their request for the independent bipartisan insurance plan, he's a baby killer. He's a Democrat from Montana. I don't know why anybody from Montana would want to hurt a kid. They wouldn't hurt a calf. Unbelievable. So I just thought I'd mention that to you. And we've got 29 seconds remaining, so I'll be signing off. And until we meet again, vaya con Dios. Thank you.
Thank you.